We're going to start off this morning with a little movie clip. It'll be a shameless promotion of one of my favorite animated features, as well as a great introduction to this sermon, which is entitled, When Things Go Wrong, Is It Still All About Him? So you can roll the clip.
Will you take a look at that? Pretty pathetic, huh? Well, you'll never believe this, but that llama you're looking at was once a human being. And not just any human being. That guy was an emperor. A rich, powerful ball of charisma. Oh, yeah! This is his story. Well, actually my story. That's right. I'm that llama. The name is Kuzco. Emperor Kuzco. I was the world's nicest guy, and they ruined my life for no reason. Oh, is that hard to believe? Look, I tell you what, you go back a ways, you know, before I was a llama, and this will all make sense. All right, now see, that's a little too far back. Oh, look at me. That's me as a baby. All right, let's move ahead.
Despots and dictators, political manipulators. There are bluebirds with the intellects of fleas. There are kings and catty tyrants who are so lacking in refinements. Maybe better shoot his ringing from a tree. He was born and raised to rule. No one has ever been this cool in a thousand years of aristocracy. An enigma and a mystery in Mesoamerican history. The quintessence of perfection, that is he.
Okay, this is the real me. Not this. This. Not this. Winner, loser. Okay, see this palace? Everyone in it is at my command. Check this out. Butler. Chef. Theme song guy.
Oh, yeah! He's the sovereign lord of the nation. He's the hippest cat in creation. He's the alpha, the omega, A to Z. And this perfect world will spin around his every little whim. Cause this perfect world begins and ends with
me.
What's his name?
Kuzco.
Threw off my groove.
I'm sorry, but you've thrown off the Emperor's groove.
Sorry. You were saying?
What's his name? Kuzco!
I was looking for a clip of someone who was totally selfish, totally self-absorbed, and I can't believe that it took me as long as it did to think of Emperor Kuzco there. Everything revolves around him and his little world there. This past week was WEEC's Share-a-thon. WEEC is the radio station in Springfield where I work, and once a year they set aside 3 days to ask their listeners to partner with them in the ministry, which means we ask for money. We don't play commercials like most stations. We rely totally on gifts from our listeners. A ton of work goes into last week. For my part, I had to write and produce a lot of promotional announcements leading up to it. I had to put together listener testimonies, interviews, sound effects, and tons of other stuff leading up to the week. And then during this week, I had to set all our computers up, which I didn't find out about until Friday. Past Friday, like right before it, and then I spent probably 10 hours myself on the air asking for money, and other duties, and that was just me. Everyone at work pretty much has to kill themselves this past week. And I thought it appropriate and yet odd that the theme of Share-a-thon this year was, it's all about him. I thought I'd play a couple of announcements leading up to the event that sort of define the theme and also get a couple more laughs. So go ahead and play number
today
one.
Today on this 13 days before...
Can you stop it and start it a little louder? Sorry. My bad.
Today on this 13 days before Share-a-thon, we're going to find out what Andy Scott does to get ready. Hi, Andy.
Hey, what's up, man?
What did you say?
I mean, how's it going, homie G Money Funk?
Andy, what are you doing?
Like yo, I'm trying to update my rep a bit. You know, be cool.
I feel like I'm saying this question a lot lately, but why?
You know, like?
Stop it, it's freaking me out.
Oh, I was just trying to update my image a bit for Share-a-thon.
Andy, I think our listeners like you just the way you are. And besides, don't you think you might be focusing too much on your image, considering our theme?
You're probably right, Doug.
Nope, don't do it.
Ain't you in my posse?
Remember how I had to tie you up last year? You're this close.
Join us in 13 days for Share-a-thon 2008. It's all about him.
Thank you.
WEEC.
My name is Andy Scott, and I approve of this message.
You can pause right there. Andy is this gentle old soul. He's 68, and to make him say, yeah, I think that's funnier to the station personnel than to anybody else. His wife goes, can I see his script? I don't even know what he said. Go ahead and play the second one.
Hi, my name's Chris Harmon. I'm the young guy around here. That is, the only person under 70, and I catch a lot of flack. The rest of the staff is always teasing me and playing pranks on me, so today, in honor of it being 15 days until Share-a-thon, I'm getting even. First, I put salt in Ruth's coffee.
I love my coffee. Chris!
That was a good one. Then I put an annoying sound effect on Chris Grinrod's computer.
Okay, we'll just boot up here and...
I'm beautiful! I'm
what
beautiful!
What in the world...
I really am beautiful. And because everyone's coffee cups are always just lying around, I put a little something special in Ryan Freed's cup.
The forecast for today calls for mostly cloudy skies.
Okay, so I barricaded myself in this bathroom against that pitchforking, toting mob that has risen against me. Hopefully they all remember the theme of Share-a-thon before it's too late. Share-a-thon 2008, it's not about us, it's all about him. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Somebody help.
All right, what's that?
Please.
WEEC.
One more, go ahead. There's 20, but I won't play them all.
We're only 18 days out, so today we're going to find out what Chris Grinrod does to prepare for Share-a-thon.
I'm going to star in my own action movie.
Really? Can I voice the movie trailer?
Sure.
In the world before Share-a-thon, one man will fulfill his destiny by bungee jumping from the top of our broadcasting tower.
Actually, I decided not to do the tower because I started to climb it and I got scared. So I'm just going to jump off our building. It's about 10 feet. So I need about, what, 8 feet of bungee cord, right?
He'll face extreme adversaries such as fear and math.
Well, here it goes.
He'll go where no man has gone before. The pavement.
Oh, my spleen.
That's going to leave a mark.
Could I get a hand here? Mine doesn't seem to work anymore.
So that's what Chris Grinrod does to get ready for Share-a-thon. But you know what? Without the Lord, nothing we do will make this year's Share-a-thon a success. So it really isn't about us. It's all about him.
Now you tell me.
WEEC.
I think I sing that in my sleep. I thought it appropriate and odd that the theme for this year's Share-a-thon was it's all about him. Appropriate because it's true. Everything is about him. Odd because it's radio. And to be honest and a little self-debasing, people who seek out radio jobs are naturally a little bit narcissistic. We like to be on the radio. We like people to listen to us. That's why I played three of them instead of two. We love the limelight. And I think that inclination is God-given. God intends some of us to have jobs that are more public, and he builds some of us so that we, crazy as we are, enjoy talking in front of people. The danger is that we also often take it too far. We start to think that it really is about us. And so the theme, it's all about him, naturally goes against the grain for a radio personality, which makes it the perfect theme for an event like that. Constantly reminding us that we needed to rely on God and use our talents to point to him, to trust in him that he will provide exactly what we needed. Our theme verse for Sherathon was Psalm 115:1. And so I chose Psalm 115 for my passage today. I'm going to read it. Psalms 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. Oh, we don't need that yet. Thanks, guys. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but they cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but they cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who made them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. This psalm was a special one to the Jewish people in that it was one of the psalms read at the Passover time in remembrance of God's delivering them from Egypt. It is a communal psalm meant to be read together as a community to reaffirm the hope that God will provide. I find psalms in general hard to both preach and read from. There's got to be more people like me in that. Will anyone else admit that when someone starts to read a really long psalm, you start to fade about verse 3? Yay! And I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's because it's poetry. I generally like poetry if it's short, funny, or bizarre, like Edgar Allan Poe. But this psalm, and most of them, once you get into them, it has a real depth of meaning, and I think very applicable to our lives. There's a term, and I was going to look it up, but I forgot, in cooking, where if you use dry spices and seasons that you, I think, grind them up beforehand and maybe add some oil, and it brings out the flavor. Does anyone know what that term is? Me neither. Okay, but there is a term out there. And so what we're going to do a little bit is we're going to chop this up, lightly chop this up a little bit, and see if we can get some flavor out of the psalm. Verses 1 and 2, this was our theme for Sherathon. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, where is their God? The people are praying. They're praying that the glory and honor be to God and not to them. And then it asks, why do the nations say, where is their God? And that question is answered in the next section by defining what the other nations are used to when they think of gods. It starts with, our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but they cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but they cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. The nations say, where is Israel's God? Because, simply, they can't see him. They're used to seeing and holding their gods, even making their gods. The Hebrews say, our God is in heaven, and he does whatever he wants. In contrast, their gods are inanimate objects who do nothing, who can do nothing, and as verse 8 states, that those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. So the idol worshippers are as powerless as their idols. After the passage talks about the inadequacy of the idols, it tells about the confidence the people should have in the true God. Verses 9, 11, O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. If they trust in the Lord, he will be their help and shield. It goes on to tell the blessings of the Lord to those who trust him. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And how is God able to make these promises? Because unlike the idols that were mentioned, he's not a false God. He's not fake. The highest heavens, this is verse 16, the highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth is given to man. He created the heavens. He created the earth. He rules in heaven and has given us the earth. How is God able to make such promises? Because he's God. And the final set of verses are of communal praise. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. And this one starts out a little bit tricky. What does it mean, it is not the dead who praise the Lord? If we no longer praise the Lord when we are dead, then what is heaven? And the answer to this dilemma, I think, lies in the early Jewish understanding of the afterlife. They didn't really have one. It was a mystery to them. I believe the dead in Christ do praise the Lord eternally. But we can't hear them now. So that's what is meant by going down to silence. The Hebrews didn't know what happened after death, but their job was to praise the Lord now and forevermore. It's a wonderful psalm of praise and affirmation, confirmation that our God is God, big G. He is what it's all about. It's all about him. Now, Emperor Kuzco doesn't come to that realization in the movie. I was thinking about doing a before and after clip. Well, it's Disney, and he doesn't quite get there. He does get to the point where he realizes that the world doesn't revolve around Kuzco, and there are other people that should figure into what he does in life, but he didn't quite get to the realization that it's all about him. Let me tell you how Sherathon finished up, for those of you who don't know. It didn't go well. We didn't get to our goal. In fact, we fell far short. Our goal was $625,000, and our website as of yesterday says we got $428,000, which is about 60% of the goal and about $100,000 less than last year. But in that, my boss, Tracy Figley, said something pretty profound on the morning of day three. He didn't say it on the air. He said, "Today, we find out whether we were serious when we started out by saying, it's all about him." You know, because it's easy to say it's all about him when he is doing the stuff that we think he should be doing. If we'd made our goal on Monday, hey, that would have created a lot of extra work, but it would have been great. We would be cheering and saying, "Thank you, Lord, it is all about you." But when Thursday came and we looked at where we were and where we had to go in one day, which it would have taken a couple of humongous gifts, because the way they come in with only five phone lines, if we had five phone lines full all day with normal-sized faith promises, we still wouldn't have got there. So it would have taken a miracle, which we knew God could provide, and we went for that. But when Thursday came, and looking where we were and where we had to go, it was easy to start thinking about ourselves. Oh, what did we do wrong this year? How's the station going to make it through the next year without the funds we need? And it was almost like God saying, it's all about me, huh? Prove it. Prove it. Because if we'd have met the goal on Tuesday, the first day, or even by Thursday, it had been really tempting to have said, thanks, God. It's all about you. And moved right along. But now, we're really going to have to lean on him through the year. We're really going to have to rely that he's going to bring in the funds. I'm not worried for the station, really, but we're really going to have to be constantly depending upon him through the year and saying it's all about you all year long instead of just in the days leading up to and during Share-a-thon. I'm not going to pretend that the fact that Share-a-thon didn't go well in any way compares to some of the situations that our church has had to deal with. But I do believe that our God is good and he has a plan. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Those are some of the many great assurances from Psalms. Notice they never say we won't have trouble. They just tell us who will be with us. And from the New Testament, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. I'd like to finish by reading this passage together as a congregational reading. If the worship team could come up and get ready for a follow-up song. But now we'll need the PowerPoint. You read the italicized print, and I'll do the rest, okay? Let's all stand. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness.
Why do the nations say, where is God?
Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases them, but their idols are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but not hear, noses but they cannot smell. They have hands but they cannot feel, feet but they cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats.
Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them.
O house of Israel, trust in the Lord.
He is their help and shield.
O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. You who fear him, trust in the Lord.
He is their help and shield.
The Lord remembers us and will bless us.
He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike.
May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. When things don't go well, is it all about him? It's always all about him.
It's all about you.
It's all about you,
Jesus. And all this is for you.
All this is for you.
For your glory and your fame. It's not about me.
Surrender to your way.
this is for you.